Hello and welcome to the Organist Encores. Robert Hope Jones here, back with you at the microphone with a selection of music on the wetter side. There won't be any April showers, but you'll find a theme that trickles throughout the show that will wind its way down to the sea, all played on the instruments we love. I'm going to leave it to Lou Williams to open the taps with an authentic arrangement of probably one of the most memorable songs and dance scenes to conjure up the magic of water. Lou Williams there, high on the authentic side, with a musical tribute to Gene Kelly's iconic dance scene from the 1952 smash hit Singing in the Rain, and a definitive performance on pipes. I can almost see Gene Kelly skipping down that rain-soaked street, umbrella in hand, with that big smile on his face. Let's now flow from a musical tribute to a tributary, namely the Pequiomen Creek that flows into Schuylkill River in Pennsylvania. This 37-mile-long river was the inspiration for this next number.
Thank you.
The perfect combination of Gus Varney and the 5-manual 34-rank Wurlitzer in the organ loft, Salt Lake City, drifting along the waters of Perkiomen. The core of that instrument was, I believe, the 3-manual 19-rank Wurlitzer with its two consoles from the New York Staten Island Paramount. Its 5-manual Art Deco Waterfall console is the amalgamation of those two key desks. Well, as tributaries flow on to merge with rivers, rivers head down to the sea. Beyond there, well, let's leave it to the Lauren Whitney studio organ to paint the transition. Sound of idyllic shores there, swelling from the chambers of that famous studio organ. That album features two organists, Ivan Dittmars and Alex Lasker. The liner notes to the album were somewhat watered down and failed to tell us exactly who was playing that piece. I'm sure some keen-eared enthusiast will help us wash away the mystery and tell us who was playing. As Bruce Lee once said, "Be like water, my friend." And Jonas Nordwall, like Bruce Lee, is a master of his own discipline. When it comes to keyboard technique, he's mind-bendingly brilliant. This next track demonstrates masterfully how technique can flow as naturally as water. Thank you. Jonas Nordwall and the Portland organ grinder Behemoth, another of those perfect combinations, and an organ capable of delivering a Bruce Lee-style one-inch punch. No doubt, that organ is very unforgiving in the wrong hands, but in Jonas's, it's all right by me. Let's hear the track that inspired this show as we now flow from one master to another. When it comes to jazz, there is the organist who plays jazz, and then the rarer type, the jazz organist. There's no doubt in my mind which side of the musical fence Brian Rodwell sits. Here comes that rainy day again. Brian Rodwell, the governor. It's only when Brian is playing Hammond you want a harmony-filled rainy day to continue. Phew, where do we go from there? How about a story? Thanks go to my friend Rick Watson out in Australia for providing that track. It came from the collection of the late Neville Wineman. Neville was friends with Brian, and in 1975, Rodders sat down at Neville's home organ, a Hammond X5 with a Leslie 760 speaker. Brian let Neville hit the record button on his reel-to-reel, and that was one of the tracks. Apparently, Neville handheld the mics during the recording session, one aimed at the horn and one aimed at the drum. Neville, later a resident of Australia, recounted to Rick that during this particular visit, he mentioned to Brian that he had been unable to find a particular piece of sheet music. Well, while they were chatting, Brian was busy writing something on a piece of paper. As he left, he gave Neville handwritten music to the song he was looking for. Magic. To the domestically enthusiastic, the old washhouses of the day were far from idyllic, but just a place where your whites were beaten into clean submission. To those who had to endure this soapy existence, a traditional jig might just help wash away their blues. American composer Leroy Anderson arranged the traditional tune, The Irish Washerwoman, as the first movement of his Irish Suite for orchestra in 1946. In 1968, Scotsman Gerald Shaw put a firm stamp on the piece, showing us just how easily he could hop the Leicester Square Odeon Compton from one musical foot to another. Gerald Shaw there in tip-top form, showing us exactly how a jig should be performed on a cinema organ. That was captured by another Scotsman, the talented recording engineer Bill Walker. I have fond memories of attending numerous Sunday teas with David Paulin and Donald McKenzie at Bill's house, which was just a short walk down from St. Albans Musical Museum. Fond memories indeed. Let's now slow the pace down again and head north to Yorkshire, a land that certainly takes meticulous pride in the gleam of its laundry. I'm sure that Frank Hare used similar meticulous pride when he assembled the ever-so-clean-sounding 13-rank Compton Christie in Ossett Town Hall.
Thank you.
Joe Marsh there, doing full justice to Johnny Green and Edward Heyman's song, I Cover the Waterfront. I had about half a dozen versions of that piece to choose from. Joe's version slotted nicely into our theme to bring out the luscious side of that instrument. Well, let's end the show on the same instrument we began with, and with another clever rendition of a tune that this time is a little bit more up to date. Charlie Baylow had a special knack of picking arrangements that, on an instrument with the resources such as organ stop in Arizona, he could almost convince you that you were listening to the original. Under the Sea from Disney's 1989 animated film The Little Mermaid, given the Baylow treatment and showing us just how versatile and relevant these instruments that we love can be. Well, that's it from me. I hope you've enjoyed the theme, and I guess I need to go and dry myself off now, but in the meantime, I'd like to put it out to you, the listeners, to send me your requests, as I'd love to dedicate a show to those who tune in each week. If you want to dedicate it to someone, somewhere, for some reason, all the better. You can reach me at robert@organistencores.co.uk. Well, I think John Leeming's back at the microphone next week, and no doubt he'll be bringing us another fine selection from his library, which I believe will be on the lighter side to reflect the month of April. So, until we meet again, cheerio.